Tonight we begin a new sefer of Chumash. He did not have the opportunity yesterday for a communal chazak chazak finis chazek, but we absolutely begin a new sefer of Chumash, and it's a new start on a lot of levels. And Mirtz Hashem, like last week, I hope to have three opportunities for these brief parsha burst shiurim. To look at different parts of the Sedra, Parshas Vayikra, a very obviously packed Sedra. I actually want to spend the minutes we have together right now on the opening Pasuk. We think of Parshas Vayikra as dedicated to Karbanos, and indeed it is. And it's here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces Moshe Rabbeinu and us to the world of Karbanos in a very, very methodical, organized way. You hear about various types of Karban Ola, from the most expensive to the least expensive, cattle, and then small animals, sheep and goats, and then birds, and a Karban Mincha, flower-based Karbanos. We begin to hear about other types of Karbanos, Chatas, Shlamim, Asham. Begin to get a sense of the scope, an array of Karbanos, that we have the opportunity and obligation as Jews to bring in Beis HaMikdash. But there's so much richness just in the opening pasuk. I want to have a chance together to share a little bit of that right now. Vayikra perek alef pasuk alef. Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem elav me'ohel mo'ed lemar. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe and he speaks to him from the ohel mo'ed saying the following. So the first thing that strikes Rashi is in one introductory pasuk, there are a lot of verbs. We expect to hear Vayidaber Hashem, but what's with Vayikra? Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe and speaks to him. So Rashi begins by noticing the mood that's set with the Hashem calling to Moshe in advance of actually conveying information. In advance of Vayidaber Hashem Elav, Vayikra Moshe, Rashi writes, L'chol dibros u'l'chol amiros, l'chol tzivuyim. Before a dibor, before an amira, before a tzivuy, before different sorts of speech, we usually hear Vayidaber, a Vayomer, a tzav, or a vayitzav. So before any of those, before any dibor, or amira, or tzivuy, kadma kriya. Is the kriya that came first. I mean, the Torah doesn't always tell us Vayikra Vayidaber. We're used to just hearing Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemar. That's the way the Chumash usually presents it. But the Torah here is letting us know that before every substantive conversation, before every time a Kadosh Baruch Hu engages in Dibur, Amir, Tzivoy, and conveys all the various parshas in the Torah, it was always the first of Vayikra, which is mentioned here and is implicit elsewhere. What does it mean? Hashem called first. Loshon chiba. It's an expression of preciousness. It's an expression of the dearness that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Moshe Rabbeinu, and by extension for us, for Klal Yisrael, the ultimate address of what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because this kriya, where else do you find the Vayikra? Lashon, we say it every day in Davin. Lashon Shem Malachi Asharis Mishtam Shembo Vekara Zel Zevi Amar Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Malachim call to each other, and they reach out and then share content. But Nevi Omos Haolam Nigla Leim Belashon Arai. This is counterposed as opposed to the Neviim of the other nations. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears in a very casual, unannounced fashion. B'lishon tuma, vayikar Hashem, vayikar Elokim, excuse me, el Bilam. The word is almost the same, but Rashi's pointing out there's an ironic play on words here. The similarity between vayikra el Moshe and vayikar el Bilam, they sound similar, but there's a world of difference. Because Vayikar, without the Aleph, is Milash, the Shorish is Kufresh He. To happen. Mikra, chance to chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chanced upon Bilam. You know, it's a difference between where it's coming out of Purim. the difference between the very deliberate type of planning to send someone shalachmanos versus you bump into someone on the street and it's awkward and suddenly you just have to, on the spot you give it to him. I think I mentioned some of you, Rabbi Daniel Feldman mentioned to me a number of years ago, the Satmar Rav suggested the significance of the purpose of the chumrah of the Binyan Sin of Yaakov Ettlinger, that Mishloach Manos must be Mishloach. You have to send it with a messenger. You can't do it yourself. Maybe it's because it makes it clear that it was intentional. If I send you Mishloach Manos with a, there's a handwritten card, and I sent it with a messenger, so clearly it was deliberate, and clearly you were on the A list. Whereas if I hand you myself, this might not always be clear whether you're on the A list or just in the moment we bumped into each other, I had to give it to you. So I think that sort of captures what's going on here. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vayikar El Bilam. It happened to work out that way. It wasn't a sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly intended it, but it wasn't with a presentation of a love and care, and this is a meeting I wanted to have. Rashi is also indicating very subtly Lashon Tumah. Vayikar also sounds like carry. There's a wet dream, which definitely is not something that bespeaks great Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to speak to Bilam, but it wasn't an encounter that glowed with holiness, and it wasn't an encounter that glowed with divine affection, as opposed to that one Aleph by Yikra. It sounds so similar, but a world of difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe, and then he conveyed data. That's the significance of what Rashi is saying. Every time, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to Moshe, by every Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer, every Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemer, and the most famous Yomer Hashem Moshe Lemer, Hashem tells us the mitzvah of tzitzis, and of Zechiras Tzitzis Nisrayim, the third parasha of Kriya Shema. The Torah doesn't say so, but the pasuk here is teaching us that it was Vayikra Moshe, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemer. Hashem called out to Moshe, says, Moshe, I'd like to speak to you. And that was an expression of affection. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, this isn't just going to happen. I want to have this conversation. There was an appointment made. Someone makes an appointment and sets a time to speak as opposed to bumps into you in shul. You know that this was a conversation they're taking seriously. Every conversation Hashem had with Moshe was one where Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made it clear that this is a conversation I want to have. And that's the Lashon Chiba. That's the expression of the specialness. Yeah, the Mishnah tells us that all of humanity is created B'Tzelem Elokim. Chavav Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Adam and every human whom we associate with Adam Rishon is B'Tzelem Elokim. Every human being, Jew and non-Jew alike, has the capacity, was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the potential to imitate the divine. And every human being is expected to actualize that potential. At the same time, the Mishnah tells us, at the same time that there is this universal, every human has the capacity to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person was created by Tzelem Elokim. At the same time, Chaviv in Yisrael, Mishnah tells us, Shenikru Bam Lamakam. Jewish people have a unique preciousness. We are referred to as Banim Atem Lashem Lakechem. We're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, it's a metaphor. It's not literal as the Christians took it. But what that captures is something beyond Tzelem Elokim. Every human being has Tzelem Elokim, but we also have Banim Lamakam. So I think usually think of that as meaning like a easier, more natural access. Every human being can access HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every human being can try to shape him or herself to be more like the divine model. With Klal Yisrael, we're like children. It's more easier, natural access. I think this Rashi is also telling us not only the easier access, but a sort of a tenderness, an affection. Banim Lamakam, perhaps, is what Rashi is driving at. As opposed to Nevi, almost Olam, with Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a conduit for HaKadosh, through whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to us, to Klal Yisrael, there was a tenderness. There was a Lashon Chiba. Every human being has the capacity to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's an added affection and tenderness that Kadosh Baruch Hu displays towards his people, towards his children. That's the opening lesson. And what Rashi is telling us is it's made explicit here, Parshas Vayikra, but that Vayikra is a part of every time that Kadosh Baruch Hu conveys Torah to the Jewish people. There's an implied Vayikra. Every conveying of Torah is not only a conveying of content, but an expression of divine love. And that's very, very powerful. That's very, very powerful. And as Rashi goes on to tell us, the main teaching of Torah begins here. The Gemara speaks of the three contexts in which HaKadosh Baruch conveys Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sometimes you'll hear a byline. The parsha will begin with the line that Hashem taught this to Moshe Bahar Sinai, for instance, at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Sometimes you'll hear in Chumash Devarim that Hashem teaches it to Moshe Rabbeinu be'arvos Moav. Hashem, Moshe is speaking to the Jewish people be'arvos Moav in the Moav plains. That's what we would call Jordan, the east bank of the Yarden. That's in the final month and change of Moshe's life before Moshe passes away. Then the Jewish people cross the Yarden onto the west side to conquer Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says there are three contexts, three places in which HaKadosh Baruch conveys Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu: Har Sinai, Ohel Moed, and Arvos Moav. So for the first almost year, Hashem is conveying Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu to give to the Jewish people in around Har Sinai. They're encamped at Har Sinai. It's actually, less than a half a year or so. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the third time from Har Sinai and Yom Kippur, on the 10th of Tishrei, and a little more than a half year later, on the 20th of Iyar, they're already on the march. The last year, month and change, is Arvos Moav, but the bulk of the time, close to four decades, Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching the Jewish people. That's the middle context, Ohel Moed, as Rashi goes on to explain in this, as he continues through this first pasuk. Describes how Moshe Rabbeinu would walk into Ohel Moed, into the outer room of the Mishkan, and the Kadosh Baruch would create a sound that would emerge from between the Kruvim in the inner room above the Aron, and Moshe would hear that, and then he would go out and share it with the Jewish people. So that sounds like the primary context, primary location of teaching of Torah from Hashem to Moshe, the Jewish people, was Ohel Moed. It began in Har Sinai, ended Arvos Moav, but the middle, and certainly time-wise, most of the time, was Ohel Moed. And this is the opening of it. Bereishis Shmos is all Har Sinai. The teaching of Ohel Moed begins to be conveyed to us with the opening of Sefer Vayikra. The first time we hear that Hashem is teaching Torah, May Ohel Moed. And from the very outset, we hear, among other things, we hear the idea that Moshe Rashi tells us later in this pasuk, a revach bein parshal hisbonein. There were breaks. Hashem would sometimes be teaching Moshe, and sometimes there was a break, and Moshe needed time to review and to put things together, to chazer, and to allow things to percolate. Rashi says, if it's true, even when you're learning from the divine Rebbe, certainly it's true for a human being learning from a human Rebbe, that we need to give ourselves time to digest ideas and to digest content. A Jew who's learning seriously needs to chazer. And I would say also a Jew who's trying to learn from Ma'aseh Hashem, trying to sort of absorb the ideas, the lessons of life events, even when they're not as dramatic and volatile as they are at this point in history, you need revach bein parsha leparsha lehisbonin. You need to carve out time just to think, to let things settle, and to think things through, to think through the content that we learn of Torah. One goes to a shir, one opens a sefer. There needs to be a time to think things over, to mull things over, and to chazer in the usual sense. And to mull things over and to chazer, events in life. And so that's one of the lessons of that we're hearing as we begin to see the middle context, the major context of Torah teaching unfold, Ohel Moed. and this recognition that every conveying of Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was both content and an expression of love. And that itself is something, I think, as we were talking about before, I would say that that itself is something that we need revach lehisbonin, so to consider that. That every mitzvah and every din and every pasuk in Chumash and every line in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is both content for us to think about, whether it's halacha or hashkafa, but content to think about. And there are lessons to be learned. There are lessons to be learned, and to appreciate that every bit of Torah is a message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tenderness, a message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. And to be misbonein on that is to give ourselves revach lehisbonein, I think, is a good way to open up, as I said, as to close as we opened, to open up a new sefer of Chumash and a new segment in the learning and teaching of Torah, the learning and teaching of Ohel Moed. Thank you so much for joining tonight, and Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with our next. This series will continue B'li Neder Tuesday night, so planned like last week. There we'll have a chance for a 3 15-minute Parsha Shiur, Parsha Bursa over the course of the week. Tonight, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, all of them at 9:45. Tuesday night, we'll have a chance to look in Ramban. And Thursday night again will be something outside, maybe with a focus on another Rashi. Tomorrow night, the time is not yet clear, either 9 or 9:30. Will be a half hour of an Ian Shear. We'll try to kick that off, and we'll see how it goes. Ian Shear in Masach, opening Sugya Masachas Pesachim. Feel free to come with having prepared the Maror Hamakomos, or to come in cold without having prepared the Maror Hamakomos. Hopefully you'll enjoy it either way. And Wednesday evening at 10:30, we're going to continue the series on Bitachon from last week. Thank you so much, each and everyone, for joining. And looking forward to it's great to see your faces. And it's great to be in touch, even remotely. And looking forward to, please feel free to reach out by phone. And looking forward to continue to be in touch this way as well. Kol Tov. And if you haven't yet, we can head to 10 o'clock Maariv right now.